Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the first day of CES. I'm sure that this is going to be an exciting week. We are living in a changed world. The future of mobilized entertainment and the internet is already here, and those who have discovered the first glimpses of that are not about to turn back. The internet is not a static place. It is constantly evolving, and as it changes, so do the devices that we are using to access it. Nokia is at the forefront of this momentum, creating for people my connected life, the immediacy of internet in your hand, on the move, the infinite world of facts, feelings, and aspirations with you everywhere, able to be shared with you, with anyone at any time, with the products and solutions that people want to use. Mobility, internet, communities, convenience, this is where we are. What we are seeing is everything, your camera, your internet browsing, your music, and email is being brought into one powerful package and converged mobile devices. Single-purpose devices are becoming less attractive, and those taking their place are not only packing massive amounts of functionality, but are also working increasingly better. Reaching 90 million units last year and expected to reach 250 million units in 2008, the market for converged devices is the fastest growing segment of consumer electronics. Within this, Nokia is by far leading this market. We have almost 50% market share worldwide. These are computers in their own right. The capacity is already more than the desktop computers of the 1980s. Their power is increasing as fast as their popularity. By the end of this year, they will most likely be more common than laptops. In many developing countries, mobile devices are expected to become the computers to access the internet. Nokia is the world's largest manufacturer of these pocket computers. We sold close to 40 million in 2006. These extremely powerful personal mobile devices are creating a highly connected world. They are revolutionizing our media experience and fully mobilizing the internet. The Nokia N95 is the first of what we are calling fully connected multimedia computers. This is the future of computers and where experiences have arrived. We will start the sales of N95 in March, and before the announcement, we talked to a number of people explaining what N95 was capable of and then asking what they would call it. Here's what they said.
I would call it my
best mate.
I think I would call it Yin Yang, definitely.
My little magical treat that does all sorts of things for me.
If I had everything that I needed in just one device,
I would call it a life support system.
My right hand.
Without it, I'll be incomplete.
It's a tricky one, isn't it?
My hero.
For the president. Or El Presidente.
It's my magic maker.
My magic box.
My life.
The future.
My everything.
It's a beautiful thing to have if it's always connected and at fast speed as well.
Internet everywhere all the time.
Perfectly in connection with how the world is changing.
Traveling would become something different.
Everyone gets lost and everyone needs to know where they're going.
I wouldn't have been bound by a place, I'd be genuinely mobile.
My art is all my life, so if I see something nice,
a color, a building, a car, a face.
You're walking down the street and you find like this specific moment you want to capture.
I think it would change my life. I wouldn't need to have three or four different devices.
To have everything combined in one little thing, to go into a handbag.
I think once you've got it, you'll find loads of different ways to use it in ways you could never predict, you know?
You're my window, you know? Like, I can, like, look through it.
It's the world in your hand. Think about that. It's the world in your hand.
These are some very powerful statements. But when you give people a well-designed and easy-to-use device, and it enables them to do what they want, they start saying things like, it's the world in your hand. But this doesn't happen by just adding more capability. Everything has to start getting easier as well. Ultimately, convergence has to mean convenience without compromise. Multiple functions working in simple ways, the information you need, when you need it, and easy ways to take part in many experiences that are driving the internet towards greater change. This is why Nokia is here at CES, with our biggest presence ever, not just as a device company, but as an experiences company. We are bringing great experiences to people around the world. This year, as CES celebrates 40 years of innovation, Nokia is also celebrating a 40-year anniversary. In 1967, Nokia had already been in business for more than 100 years. But that was the year we took a major shift towards the fast-growing electronics industry. Nokia was already well along the road of mobile communications technology back then, and when I joined the company in 1980, a strong vision was building. First, a voice going mobile, then life going mobile, and now a vision of a world where everyone can be connected to what matters most to them. In 1994, we had our first truly global launch, introducing the Nokia 2100 series right here at CES. Since those early days, we have provided mobile phones to over 1.5 billion people. In the third quarter of 2006, Nokia had 36% market share of the mobile device market, almost twice that of Motorola. Nokia is the undisputed world leader of mobile device market. In real terms, this means that 850 million people have a Nokia mobile phone in their hands, always with them, always connected. 850 million people. No other consumer durables company in the world has ever had such a customer base. These people are tapping into some very real and tangible benefits. In many areas, the mobile phone is the most reliable access to the world's information. In China, people are using mobiles to access the internet. Just as an example, there are almost 60 million hits or visits to mobile.nokia.com in China every month. For the first time in history, people in seven countries watched the 2006 World Cup soccer games on mobile devices. In India, I remember when we brought first GSM network in 1995. Now we have India covered. This has created possibilities like mobile music downloads, which was a $170 million business in India last year. We have been leading the drive to reduce the total cost of owning and using a mobile phone, not only delivering low-cost phones, but delivering affordable aspirations, helping people create their lifestyle around the mobile device they want to use. All of these factors have accelerated some strong growth and there really has been some amazing progress. 15 years ago, only one out of every 250 people worldwide used a mobile phone. Now it's one in every three. Mobile subscriptions worldwide are expected to surpass 3 billion mark this year and 4 billion during 2010. People are demanding things that work, and the balance is tipping towards connected personal devices with great features that work easily and well. I think the best illustration of this is with the digital cameras. Nokia is challenging this industry head on with connected cameras across our portfolio, our devices with up to 5-megapixel cameras and Carl Zeiss optics are leading the way. It is features like these that have made us the world's largest camera manufacturer with our around 140 million cameras sold in 2006. Flickr, the world's most popular photo sharing website, has now easy photo uploads from Nokia N-series multimedia computers. It works and people are using it. When looking at the photos uploaded to Flickr, Nokia is the third most common camera brand right after Canon and Sony. Another exciting area is maps navigation in real time. This is where I see things getting really interesting, and I'm not the only one. Over half of the people we recently interviewed say they want to use maps and navigation on the move and want more information about what is around them. It is only natural for mobile devices to be the main tool for this. And we are working with leading Yellow Pages companies around the world to make the experience real. Last October, Nokia acquired the leading mapping and navigation services company, Gate5, to build the industry's leading location-based experiences into our devices. Earth browsing, dynamic route guidance for pedestrians and car navigation, city and travel guides, local search, and other services. Maps and navigation will become standard feature in all Nokia Converge devices. We are revolutionizing the personal navigation market. This year, we will introduce a number of GPS devices to the market, and in fact, the Nokia N95 is our first device with GPS capability. And I'm happy to announce our Smart2Go mapping and navigation platform. It gives you free navigation features, world maps, and local content on Symbian S60, Linux, and Windows operating systems. And not only on phones, but also on many personal navigation devices. I would like you to see how this works, because it's actually quite simple and really great to use. Let me introduce to you Ralf-Erik Kuntz. He's the vice president responsible for this business within Nokia. Hi, Ralf. How do you do? Go ahead.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Las Vegas. What I'd like to do over the next couple of minutes is introduce you to Nokia's latest mapping, routing, and navigation solutions, which we call Smart2Go. And what I'm going to use is this N95 Nokia multimedia device and hook it up via a TV out cable to that projector up there. Let's see whether that works. Okay. Okay, so what you see is actually exactly the same image of what I have on the device you see up there. Now, this is a GPS-enabled device, which basically means it knows where I am. So the first thing I'm going to do is basically scroll or zoom into where we are right now at the Las Vegas Hilton here in Las Vegas. Now, just a couple of words on the maps that you find on this device. Basically, these maps are cached to the device. You can get them over the air, but you can also get them via Wi-Fi or via PC application. And they're the most ubiquitous maps that you'll find on any mobile devices anywhere. We've got over 100 countries covered, and basically any electronic maps that you can find out there will be used within this solution. So what I'd like to do is show you a little bit the capabilities here, go into 3D mode, and actually you see a little compass on the bottom left, which shows us we're actually going north. Here I'm just passing the strip with all the hotels and all the restaurants. And what I'll do is I'll just make a little bit of a turn, go back down south along the freeway. A couple of remarks on all these icons you see here. These are so-called points of interest, hotels, restaurants, gas stations, parking lots, whatever. We've got over 13 million of those in the solution, and they're growing by the day. Now let's go back to our original location, the Las Vegas Hilton. The next thing I'd like to do is basically show you what else I can do with this device in terms of planning my evening. What I'll do here is actually use some of the premium content, some of the more than 5,000 travel guides we have embedded in this service. I'm actually going to use a city guide from a company called W Cities and actually find a restaurant for tonight. Let's say I've chosen a European place. We'll now pull up a whole range of different restaurants. Those I can then also look up on the map. And I can actually scroll from one place to the next. They're actually sorted by proximity to where I am, so the closest ones come first. But not only do I find the geocoded restaurants, but I can also find a whole bunch of information on them, not only proximity, phone numbers, web pages, but also the normal information about a restaurant, which you would normally expect to receive from a travel guide like this. But the best thing is this is a mobile device, so I can actually do a whole bunch of things with this now. I can actually call the restaurant immediately, no need to type in a number, and of course this is a phone, so it works. I can save the location for future reference if I want. I can send this location to a friend via SMS or MMS, and in the end I can also plan a route to this location, which I'll do right now. I can show we'll do is calculate this on board on this device. Here you find an itinerary, and this is a free software, so all of this is for free. The only thing which is a additional charge software is actually the turn-by-turn navigation. And the turn-by-turn navigation is what I'm just initiating right now.
Make a U-turn and then turn right. Turn right. Next possibility, turn right.
So you see, this is a full turn-by-turn navigation solution, by the way, at a price which is far more competitive than if you bought a standalone personal navigation device. So I'll stop the simulation here. And I'd just like to summarize. So what we're offering is a free mapping and routing solution with a whole range of geocoded content and at an extra charge, a turn-by-turn navigation solution. Thank you very much.
Thank you. I think this is going to be big. And in fact, by the way, there are more demos on our stands here at CES. I encourage you to visit both of them, both stands. Well, amazingly enough, we are still only scratching the surface of what is possible. Take, for instance, business mobility. Worldwide, only about 30% of people in companies have mobile phones, and almost 95% of those people still do not use mobile email. What we do see is people buying their own phones, then, for instance, installing a Yahoo email and asking at work to get hooked up to their work email. And then what obviously happens, the CIO discovers that there are 50 employees using 30 different devices. They need a better solution. And they are discovering Nokia E-Series. We have an email solution that supports more than 100 devices and have the industry's only enterprise-grade device portfolio, including Nokia E62. This has been selected for use or trial by more than 400 North American businesses in the first 4 months. The real power for business security business is security, and we have both built this into our device management solutions. You can securely and remotely synchronize your email, calendar, and other applications and upload data. Lost phones can be wiped and your information brought to another device quickly and easily, and you are back on the road. If you look forward, connectivity will be for everyone. Nokia is leading the development of multi-radio and mobile broadband devices to offer the best choices for connection. Technologies such as HSDPA on Nokia N95 offering 10 times faster download speeds than the current 3G. Then there is Wi-Fi, which has truly become a universal mobile broadband technology. And Nokia already today has more than a dozen Nokia devices with Wi-Fi connectivity. Opening this up, we are the main sponsor of the Wi-Fi Parks initiative in New York. It will offer free Wi-Fi access in Central Park and other parks in Manhattan. And having a residence in Manhattan myself, I can imagine some beautiful spring days in the park connecting to the web from my handheld window to the world. The next big leap will be WiMAX. Deployments are now ongoing in tens of countries, and I'm truly excited that we are working with Sprint Nextel to develop their WiMAX offering for the US consumers for 2008. As part of the cooperation, we will supply to Sprint both WiMAX network infrastructure and WiMAX enabled mobile devices, including multimedia computers. We are excited to see Sprint taking a leading role in this promising technology. I think that WiMAX has great potential to bring the open internet model to the mobile space. TV has become a personal, interactive, and mobile multimedia experience, with mobile video streaming already common in many regions. And this year, we will see launches of DVB-H, broadcast TV in Europe and here in the US. Asia Pacific's first commercial service was recently launched in Vietnam using the Nokia N92. With better and faster connections, the internet will truly become personal and mobile. We can expect this to completely change internet use, and in fact, even the nature of the internet itself. There is a growing momentum of active participation. I have seen this firsthand with my Nokia internal blog. One sentence can stimulate a barrage of comments and conversations that literally take a life of their own. I can really see the innovation bubbling within the organization. It is truly exciting. This is Web 2.0, communities of people sharing experiences, interactive discussions, crossing between text, images, voice, and videos. I believe that it is the mobile device. With high quality cameras, video viewing, always on broadband connection to the internet, that will become the main way for people to participate in these communities. Within this, people are not just sharing, listening, and watching content. They are also becoming part of the creation. To further drive this creative momentum, I'm now very pleased to introduce the new Nokia N93i multimedia computer. You can film DVD quality video or shoot print quality still photos with its 3.2 megapixel camera. With devices like these, people are sharing their lives in a true Web 2.0 way, creating the news, capturing events in their immediacy with their connected cameras and video recorders. One of the most energized new communities out there is Vox by SixApart. This free blogging service for sharing photos, videos, and audio with friends and family is a perfect companion to the multimedia computer. Access to the Vox community will be integrated into the Nokia N93i and other upcoming Nokia N-series devices. We have brought it right into the images and video gallery, so you can make up uploads easily and conveniently, select web upload, and share your creations with the world. This is what people need. In Nokia, we are pushing the technology not only towards capability, but also towards simplicity. Ease of use has always been a key aspect of our design, and people have recognized that. And I believe it is the main aspect why Nokia is one of the top six brands globally. Design means a lot of things. Simpler features, long standby and talk times, phones that keep their connection, and phones that make sense to your fingers. And it means products that look good. Among other aspects of form, blending thin design with simple and useful features is a strong part of designing for the total experience. Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to introduce to you a computer that is truly beautiful experience, the Nokia N76 Convergence Without Compromise. It really does combine great design and the best technology.
There's no sort of beginning, middle and end. It's just continuous. You flow from one thing to the next. And that's kind of reflected in this kind of continuous circular mode and this constant immersion in the multimedia capabilities. We're bringing the capabilities to this device that you'd expect from an N series. But on the other hand, we're really focusing on how we lay those in compactly and tightly, but at the same time not compromising.
We wanted it to be very slim, very durable, and the choice of materials have reflected that, looking at using metals like magnesium and chrome to give the strength but also the beauty within the product.
We've got this sort of, you know, the mirror finish across the cover display. Here really you've got the situation where there's a hidden living kind of multimedia under the surface. When you see it for the first time, it's such a surprising experience when this screen just lights up from underneath.
The iconic thing about this device is the journey through all the different media functions. The beginning of this journey is all about the music player. You have the front face and the easy touch buttons. Just press a button, music player starts up automatically. Moving on from that, as you follow the chrome plating round the side of the product, we bring out some of the camera features with the zoom and the shutter keys and the flash. We want to bring about orientations which people are used to, so camera taking in the landscape mode. Then the journey continues round, this time coming to the memory card feature, storing all your digital media. The journey continues into the key mat area, showing off the thin metal keys and also the large colour display just for dialing onto the internet and for all the functions of this device.
The mindset of the user here is these are people who kind of want it all. They won't compromise in not being able to take it with them, have it with them, use it when they want to, and even invent new ways of using it. It has so many formulations, configurations, ways that you can use it. The way that the kind of flow of possibilities run through it. For me, it's more like a sort of multimedia metropolis than a single piece of architecture. There's no sort of beginning, middle and end. It just continues.
This is a computer made beautifully, and believe me, it really feels good. Our designers are right on with this one. And it is our next great music device as well. In 2006 alone, we sold close to 70 million music devices, making us the world's largest manufacturer of music devices. And more importantly, people are using them. We found that nearly 70% of people who have a Nokia music device use the MP3 player regularly. This is great. This is how it should be. Music enjoyed like it is meant to be enjoyed. With the Nokia N76, we have truly raised the bar for portable music players. Superb stereo audio quality, standard audio connectors, and dedicated music keys on the outside cover. You can create, edit, and share playlists and sync your music collection between device and PC. And we have implemented Windows DRM into the Nokia N76. You can now purchase music for your N76 from hundreds of online music stores. Well, while enjoying music is being made easier, discovering new music is still a big challenge. And in fact, we are helping to make this easier too. We have created the Music Recommenders community led by David Bowie as the godfather to this exciting community. Let's take a look.
Hi, I'm David Bowie. Like yourselves, I've made a journey out of my life. I've been trying to find what is the essence of it. And I think music is at the heart of everything that I've done and everywhere that I've been.
We're at Reckless Records of Chicago. This is one of our two stores in the Wicker Park area of Chicago.
I listen to music from the minute I wake up until I go to bed at night.
When you find a band that you love, it's like, you just want to, like, I want to put it on the listening station. I want to write the best description. I want to make sure everybody knows it. I want to, like, put it out on everything I can. I want everyone to know that, you know, Reckless found this CD that's so amazing and it's going to change your life.
I used to get a big kick out of that. I still love playing new music for people.
Uma das coisas especiais dessa loja é que a gente trabalha com música independente do Brasil inteiro.
De uma certa forma, a gente é formador de opinião também. Muita gente passa por aqui, os clientes passam por aqui e perguntam, poxa, o que, que tem de novo?
As much as any other city in the States, I guess, New York is synonymous with hip hop.
What's up, DJ Clips right here at the heart of it all, Fat Beats, New York City, 6th Avenue and 8th Street. We're gonna show you how we get down over here at Fat Beats, New York.
We got guests in the place. We got Brooklyn Act, my man Block McCloud.
Yo!
What up?
What up, baby? How you doing, man?
I'm chilling.
There is a ton of artists out there, and, you know, being that every aspect of what I do relates to music, I'm in enough environments to actually put me in touch with a lot of the up-and-coming artists.
Straight up. I scream on you like a dude with Tourette's. Ill Bill, veteran soldier, vengeance is mine. I'm a general, you either have respect or die.
It's good to see that, you know, there's still new blood in the genre, you know what I'm saying, and that there's artists out there that definitely have something to say. Hip it in
a hippopotamus. その人だけにしか出せないようなサウンドを出せる人に惹かれますね。
やっぱり音楽がそういうネットとかを通じてこれまで以上に世界中のどこでもいろんな音楽を聴くことができるようになると思うんで。
This hunger for listening for new things is a real driving force with me. Just being knocked out by music that you've never heard before. I know I couldn't have lived my life without that. And happy listening.
You can go listen to all the best recommendations at musicrecommenders.com. This is human technology, which is also about opening up innovation. For instance, using your phone as a credit card. We are working with Visa to develop their comprehensive contactless payment services. We are also working with MasterCard worldwide in some of the nation's first near-field communication NFC mobile payment trials. One is in Dallas, and another one is with Citigroup and Singular Wireless in New York City. MasterCard calls it tap and go. Tap your phone and buy, and you are on your way, simple as that. And I'm happy to tell you that we are launching our Nokia 6131 NFC-enabled mobile phone here at CES. Small and versatile, this device is being used in the New York trial. We are trying to take the vision of connected world even farther. We see that Web 2.0 and mobile broadband technologies such as Wi-Fi and WiMAX are key in mobilizing the internet experiences. Already today, 20% of US and European households have a Wi-Fi connection, and it is estimated that in 3 years' time, there will be more than 200 million voice over IP users and mobile, and more than 400 million broadband subscriptions. Driven by convergence, new product concepts have been brought to the market by Nokia as well as by our competitors. These are challenging the old product category definitions. Last year, we launched the Nokia 770 internet tablet, Wi-Fi enabled. Running on the desktop Linux platform, it brings the immediacy of the web always on and on the move. I'm now pleased to tell you that the next version of the internet tablet, the Nokia N800, right here, is ready for sale immediately. Let's take a look at how the Nokia N800 can change the way we experience the internet.
The internet is changing. The ways we use it are becoming more powerful and more personal. If you're passionate about the internet, what do you expect? A seamless connection. A high-resolution widescreen display. Instant messaging.
I've been calling them all day leaving messages.
Hey guys, what's up?
Hey girl, how are you?
I'm good.
Internet calling.
Yeah, we're just talking about the basketball game.
With video.
Cool, isn't it?
Internet media at your fingertips. 24/7. You'd expect all of these. But would you expect to take them with you?
I've been testing the Nokia N800 in recent weeks and really like listening to local podcasts, local political commentary. They just arrive, it's great. The Nokia N800 has a high-resolution widescreen display and automatic connectivity over Wi-Fi or Bluetooth. Applications such as Messenger, video chat, browser and media players create a truly captivating experience like never before. I'm also excited to announce a couple of partnerships with businesses that we believe truly build on this product's strengths. Skype. With this platform, Nokia and Skype will develop a mobile Skype internet calling experience. Touchscreen and high resolution allow familiar Skype experience, and the mobility brings great enhancement of its value. And then, of course, there is WiMAX cooperation with Sprint, as I already discussed. WiMAX will definitely bring great benefits to this type of internet-focused product. And you can expect to see WiMAX in future internet tablets starting in the first half of 2008. Rhapsody. Music is a great example of an internet service that is simply better when mobilized. And Rhapsody will develop an easy-to-use Rhapsody music client for the Nokia N800. Mobility, internet, communities, convenience. These are not signs of things to come. They are things that are happening now. Mobility will be at the core of how the internet evolves. And Nokia will be right there, enabling people to connect to the communities, content, and the information they want from wherever they are. This is all about people and the way people experience life. This is where the fundamental value of these devices lie. Ladies and gentlemen, we all have a fundamental need to communicate. And more often, we expect to have instant access to information, entertainment, our friends and family, on the move, on our mobile devices. The internet has evolved, and I believe that the mobile converged devices will deliver the true promise of personal social media, Web 2.0. We will continue to raise our expectations of what is possible. And these expectations will continue to raise the demand for increased capabilities and the values and the value in the devices themselves. If we hear people saying one thing, it's that there is no longer an end to the value chain. Value is not something that is transferred or bought or sold, but is something that is built together. None of us need the complexity. We don't need the bad solutions or trade-offs. Mobile devices will continue. What we need and want are great devices and great shared experiences. Mobile devices will continue their transformation and will continue transforming the way we live our lives. I'm truly excited that Nokia continues to take the leading role in this, in my connected world. Thank you.